entertainment where I eat my fried banana sandwiches. This is the Visit My Las Vegas podcast. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Welcome to the Visit My Las Vegas podcast for Monday, April 18th, 2005. I'm Michael Sommermeyer, bringing you the latest news from Las Vegas, along with tips on travel deals and specials. We'll start off today's podcast with some happenings around the Las Vegas Valley. In the news, Mr. Las Vegas is out at the Stardust, and so far no one is going out on a limb to say where Mr. Wayne Newton will land. But if you believe the Review Journal's gossip columnist Norm Clark, Newton is off to play at the Las Vegas Hilton. Morgan Fairchild opens this week in The Graduate at Cashman Theater. Fairchild plays the role of Mrs. Robinson, and judging from the promotional photos, guys, we're all going to want to go out and see this show. World Poker Tour spokesman and commentator Mike Sexton will sign copies of his new book, Shuffle Up and Deal, The Ultimate Texas Hold'em Guide, at the Barnes & Noble in Summerlin tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Look for local Elvis impersonator Donnie Edwards on The Young and the Restless May 16th.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Upcoming concerts has Lyle Lovett at Mandalay Bay July 2nd, followed by Pat Benatar on July 15th. The Mandalay Bay Concerts on the Beach series heats up Sunday, May 29th, with the Go-Go's in concert and the Beach Boys following on Friday, June 3rd. Moby performs at the Hard Rock Thursday, April 28th. Willie Nelson headlines a show May 7th at Texas Station, and George Clinton plays the House of Blues May 11th. You can check out these offerings by linking to visitmylasvegas.com. Pure Unleash the Pussycat Dolls with guest MC and Desperate Housewife Ava Longoria to a sold-out house last week. The Pussycat Dolls strut in classic burlesque Friday through Thursday nights at Pure starting at 10 p.m. You'll find the club Pure at Caesar's Palace. From the local art scene, the Las Vegas Art Museum features 15 Santa Fe artists, with one of those artists calling Las Vegas home from time to time. The art ranges from pop to abstract, with a fair collection of landscapes as well. Paulette Frankel, who recently moved to Santa Fe from the Valley, provides a wonderful collection of landscapes, although she's better known for her courtroom art. No court art in this collection, however, her landscapes are light and fluid, much like her courtroom watercolors that she captures in seconds. You can catch up with all 15 artists at the Las Vegas Art Museum through May 22nd. Photography takes center stage through June 30th at the Gott Cleary Projects Gallery on Main Street, a nice collection of modern photography grouped together so as to allow each work to stand out. This exhibit allows guests to take a second look and reflect on the artist's reflection. This gallery can be found downtown at 1217 South Main Street, and the exhibit is free.
Visit My Las Vegas Podcast.
In travel news, currently you can book a flight and three-night stay at visitmylasvegas.com from New York to Las Vegas for between $300 and $500. At the lower end, you can choose to stay three nights at such hotels as the Golden Nugget or the Tropicana, while at the higher end, guests fly to Las Vegas and stay three nights at the City of Entertainment, the MGM Grand, or at the luxurious Lake Las Vegas Resort. You can check out these specials by combining hotel and airfare at visitmylasvegas.com. Speaking of the site, when you book a room, you now have the option of booking a Las Vegas show at the same time. Plus, you're going to save a lot of money by doing this prior to your arrival. Check out shows by linking to visitmylasvegas.com. Well, today in the music corner, we're going to bring you the band 11,000 with a rocking guitar hum, or as guitarist and lead singer Jesse Harville told the local weekly City Life recently, "We serve up music that's more or less in the rock vein. There's nothing heavy going on, just meat and potatoes rock." Well, here off their website is 11,000 with the track Lesson 13.
Thank you.
That's the band 11,000. They've been playing for about a year at local bars and clubs around the Las Vegas Valley, and that is their track, Lesson 13.
Visit My Las Vegas Podcast.
Travel tip time. Planning to walk the Strip? Well, you better bring along a change of socks and your running shoes. The Strip runs roughly 12 or more miles, depending on when you decide to finally quit, so you might want to have a change of socks or extra shoes to bring along, plus you might bring some blister ointment. A better strategy is to break the Strip hotels into blocks and walk between them. For instance, staying at Bellagio, you can navigate to Bally's, the Paris, and then the Aladdin without too much stress. MGM Grand allows quick access to the Tropicana, New York, and the Excalibur, and then on course down to Luxor and Mandalay Bay. You can also catch the Las Vegas monorail at MGM Grand and ride it to the very end, up to the Las Vegas Hilton. That's approximately a 5-mile span, and you don't have to do anything but sit there and look pretty. Well, Sin returns to us later this week with a look at the upcoming weekend and a review of the latest places to party and enjoy the Las Vegas nightlife. Thanks for joining us today. That's the podcast for Monday, April 18, 2005. We really enjoy hearing from all of our listeners, so please do us a favor. Send us a comment. You can email us at Las Vegas. Let's start over. You can email us at lvpodcast@gmail.com. Or, of course, call the comment line at 877-570-9670.
Thank you. Thank you very much.